The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
The gospel today, of course, so familiar to us and so important because not only gives us an insight into the fact that Jesus was truly doing miracles, all over the place, that his enemies had to admit it. And we are absolutely positive that this polemic that we see here recounted in the Gospels was definitely a true polemic. I mean, there's no way you're going to get a Christian author to report that Jesus was being accused of being the devil, was being accused of being Satan or using the power of Satan, right, to cast out devils. There's no way they're going to report that unless that polemic was true. But of course, there's no way in the world that the Jewish authorities would have ever, said that Jesus was casting out demons by Beelzebul because, it was admitting that he had this prolific ministry of miracles that they couldn't explain. And of course, they couldn't deny it any longer. So of course, we know that's true too. He had a prolific ministry of miracles. Even his adversaries admitted it, and they certainly didn't want to. The only recourse they had was to say, he's casting out demons by Beelzebul. And Jesus says, oh boy, if you had to pick some kind of a lie, a rationale to get around the fact that I'm doing these miracles and you don't want to believe that I come from God, this is a really bad one because I'm operating according to the Holy Spirit. And now you're saying that the Holy Spirit is essentially Satan. That's what you're doing by making this accusation. You ought to be aware of that. And by the way, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, because if I'm casting out Satan by Satan, then how in the world could his kingdom last? You guys are pretty lame. That's what he's saying. And he's saying not only that, but you are inauthentic. And the fact that you make no sense whatsoever in the accusation shows the inauthenticity of what you say. There couldn't be any truth to this prima facie, because of course, if Satan was divided against himself, his kingdom would not stand. That's exactly right. Satan casting out Satan by Satan, that doesn't make any sense at all. So of course, this shows that there must be another truth. If that's not how I'm casting out Satan, then I'm casting out Satan not by a supernatural power of evil origin, but a supernatural power of good origin. Namely, I'm casting out Satan by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you ought to recognize that. Because if you recognize that, then you would know that I had the truth. And that the truth will set you free, and that this truth that's manifest in the miracles that I'm performing through the Holy Spirit, through the power of God, says one thing, says Jesus. Know this, that the kingdom of God is upon you. In other words, I'm bringing the kingdom of God here in my own person. And you guys are so threatened by me that you are not listening to God or to the truth. You're going to listen to yourselves and protect your own positions in religious power and authority. This is what you're going to do. But I'm telling you right now, you ought to be listening to me, because I'm bringing the Word of God. I'm bringing the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm bringing the very kingdom of God. It's upon you now. This brings us right back to the first reading, is of course, the accusation, this is a nation that doesn't want to hear God. What they want to hear is themselves, because that is a more convenient path. Well, it's more convenient in the short term, more convenient in the temporal world, but of course, terribly inconvenient when it comes to the long term, namely eternity, and to the kingdom of God and to the bliss of the kingdom of God, if we allow the truth of Jesus Christ to move into our hearts and we try to follow him, even though that's going to mean sacrifice, in the end, it will purify us. In the end, it will be worth the sacrifice. In the end, we will, of course, be abiding with God in heaven. And so that's what we're faced with in our Lenten season. I mean, it's just, we got to make a choice every day. And I have to make a choice every day. I'll just speak for myself. You know, do I want to sort of do things the right way, the Jesus way? Or do I want to do things the more convenient, short-term Spitzer way? And, I just got to decide. I want to do things the right way, the Jesus way. Sometimes the very self-sacrificial way, sometimes the very humble way, which I'm not, and then sometimes at the end of the day, the very way of the cross, following our Savior in the way of the cross. But if we do that, if we accept it, if we just orient ourselves to it at the beginning of the day, we expect it to come during the day, then the rest will follow, namely the kingdom of God promised by Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.